This is Morning Edition on WUNC. I'm Will Michaels.
And I'm Laura Pelliser. Like the rest of the country, North Carolina is in the midst of a new and powerful surge of COVID cases. State health officials say the Delta variant is responsible for the vast majority of recent infections.
The CDC says this variant of the coronavirus is more than twice as contagious as the original, and it's driving up the number of hospitalizations in North Carolina at an alarming rate, mostly among those who have not been vaccinated.
Will, you as a general assignment reporter and myself as a digital reporter, we've been taking questions from our listeners about this new phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. But before we do, I think we kind of need to get this general picture of where things stand right now.
Yeah, it's worth a quick review. So right now, a little more than half of North Carolinians over the age of 12 are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. And we know that more than 90% of cases since early May, according to state health officials, are among those who are not vaccinated. The CDC has been using, as you might have seen everywhere lately, this colored map to demonstrate which states have high rates of transmission. And right now, nearly the entire state, actually 99 of the state's 100 counties, are classified as having a high rate of coronavirus transmission. Vaccinations are still the number one defense against COVID-19. Speaking of vaccinations, we got listeners who also wanted to know, when it comes to the Delta variant, Laura, does one vaccine protect better than another?
The thing to really drive home is that the vaccines that are authorized for emergency use by the FDA, they are all considered highly effective to protect against severe sickness, hospitalization, and death when it comes to the Delta variant. And then this question of which vaccine is the most effective when it comes to Delta, I have to say the research is really early at this point. So I pulled some recent information from the Mayo Clinic, and they're finding that the Johnson & Johnson, the Pfizer, and the Moderna vaccines range between 85% effective and 96% effective at preventing that severe version of the disease that could send someone to hospital. And we can't say for certain which one is really coming out as the leader. And there's also a question I wanted to bring up that came to us multiple times from listeners. If they were to get a positive COVID result, why do they not find out whether they have Delta or another variant?
Yeah, it's a great question. Here's what we know. Determining which variant of the coronavirus you have, if you test positive, takes an extra step. So it requires this test called genomic sequencing, which can take several days after you get that positive test. So as you can imagine, in the midst of a pandemic, it's most important to know as quickly as possible if you have the virus or don't, so that you can quarantine. So in other words, identifying the variant is not the top priority in testing, and because of that, it's only tested in a small percentage of positive cases. But based on that sampling, right now, more than 90% of cases in North Carolina are linked to the Delta variant. The main point here, as I got it from state health officials, is that the treatment and the public health response is the same for the Delta variant as it is for other variants. That is, get vaccinated and go through the quarantine process if you do test positive.
Well, Will, I want to get to another question that I know you dug into, and that's whether folks can get a booster shot at this point in time in North Carolina. Where do we stand right now?
The CDC Advisory Committee recently did authorize a booster shot for immunocompromised people with certain high-risk conditions. So the only booster shots that have been recommended for those high-risk individuals are for people who already had their two doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. So they would be getting a booster shot that is a third shot. And those shots are being offered at limited sites in North Carolina. The best advice we can give for those people is to check with your county health department to see if that third shot is available near you right now. There is no booster shot available right now for people who got the Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccine yet. The CDC is still reviewing data about when or whether that will be necessary. Laura, one other question we got, is the CDC tracking the vaccine's effects on menstrual cycles?
Yeah, this is another really interesting one. We heard from a WUNC listener who reported that they had increased pain and got their period about twice as often since getting the vaccine. There's lots of other anecdotal reports from across the US. So a CDC spokesperson told NPR they're looking through their own data at this time, and we may be able to see a full study in the future of how menstrual cycles have been affected. And I will mention that there are some researchers at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis that have also been collecting data from women who are reporting changes to their menstrual cycles. And Will, I think that brings us to another topic. It is back to school season, and many folks are wondering, when will children under 12 be able to get the vaccines?
The short answer is we don't know. Pfizer and Moderna did start vaccine trials for children back in the spring, and an FDA official told NBC News they expect those trials to be finished sometime this fall, with the goal of passing an emergency use authorization by the end of the year. But that FDA official also said that the top goal right now is to eventually give full FDA approval to the COVID-19 vaccines for adults, because they too have been in emergency use authorization since December. That is all the time we have for questions now, but remember, you can find all of this information on WUNC.org, and we will continue to update it as more information becomes available. This is Morning Edition on WUNC. I'm Will Michaels.
And I'm Laura Pelliser.